صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I ask Allah to grant us the sincere intentions. إن شاء الله تعالى نبدأ اليوم بالكلام في كتاب الزكاة من المختصر. إن شاء الله we'll start today talking or explaining the chapter about الزكاة in المختصر. آمل في خلال هذا المخيم أن ننهي الكلام على هذا الكتاب ثم الذي يليه ثم الذي يليه. I hope in this camp that we explain the chapter of zakah and the one that follows and then the one that follows, that is the chapter of siyam and the chapter of hajj also. I hope. هناك بعض الأشياء في العادة نتكلم عنها في العادة لا تطبق، لكن أحب أن أعيد الكلام عنها لأهميتها. There are certain things that usually we talk about them and sometimes they are not applied. I would like to talk again about them because these are important matters, I think. الأمر الأول أن تراجعوا ما أخذتم يوما بيوم وحصة بحصة. The first thing is for you to review what you take. One session after another and one day after another. لأنكم إن لم تراجعوا بعد ذلك تنسون. Because if you do not review, then you are going to forget. وإن لم تراجعوا يوما بيوم في الغالب لا تراجعون بعد ذلك. If you do not review one day by day, then you are not going to review after that. Because the amount becomes a big amount and you are going to be busy after the camp. So you don't review it. في المرات الماضية كنا تكلمنا في كتاب العقيدة والطهارة والصلاة. In the previous times, we talked about the matters of the belief. We talked about al-tahara, the purification, and about the prayer, al-salah. في خلال الحصص القادمة سأسأل بعض الأسئلة في هذا الذي مضى. So in the coming sessions, inshallah, I will ask you some questions about the previous matters that we discussed. That is about العقيدة الطهارة and الصلاة. فإن كنتم ما راجعتم يعني يناسب أن تراجعوا أيضا. So if you did not review what you took before, then it would be a good thing to review. And mashallah, you have plenty of time for reviewing. If someone wants to do a good work during this camp, there is plenty of time for reviewing, as there is plenty of time for acquiring, mashallah. بقي شيء واحد يحضرني وهو أن من عنده سؤال ليسأل عقب الدرس عندما يفتح باب الأسئلة، أما إذا انتهت الأسئلة أو يعني قلنا إلى هنا السؤال بعد ذلك يتعبني ويتعبكم. أنا أحتاج أيضا أن أحضر، يعني هذا أنفع لي ولكم. One more thing, if you have any questions, then ask at the end of the class. Or when I say if there is any questions, go ahead. So ask then. Not when the questions are done, and apparently there are no questions, and I want to leave my chair, then someone comes and asks. You are always welcome. But that gives me hard time. And it might give others hard time also. I need to review. I need a certain time before each session for me to review. This is better for me and better for you. This is good for me and good for you that I review before I give the class. This is a good thing to do. So give me the chance, Allah yubarik fikum, to do it. And always at the evening there is plenty of time if any questions crosses your mind, if there is something important you know you need to address, inshallah I will be available. I did not speak English for about 6 months now. So also be patient with me about that, how I express things. And if there is anything which is not clear, so immediately, address it immediately, please. Barakallahu bikum. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: كتاب الزكاة. فصل. وتجب الزكاة في الإبل والبقر والغنم والتمر والزبيب والزروع المقتاتة حالة الاختيار، والذهب والفضة والمعدن والركاز منهما، وأموال التجارة والفطر. The author said, Item subject to zakah. It is obligatory for one to pay zakah for having camels, cattle, sheep, and goats. Dates, raisins, and staple crops. Gold, silver, golden and silver ores, and golden and silver treasure troves. That is a rikaz. Trade articles, and fitr. شرح ذلك أن الزكاة في اللغة التطهير والإصلاح. The term zakah in the Arabic language means to purify and make things good. أما شرعا فهي اسم لما يخرج، لما يخرجه الشخص عن مال أو عن بدن على وجه مخصوص بينه الشرع. Religiously, technically that is, الزكاه is a certain amount which is paid or which is due for having certain articles or for one being existing at a certain time. We will explain that إن شاء الله. وهي أحد الأمور التي هي أعظم أمور الإسلام. الزكاة is one among the matters that are the greatest matters in Islam. كما دل على ذلك القرآن والحديث, as it is shown in Al-Quran and in Al-Hadith. في القرآن قرن الله تعالى ذكر وجوب الزكاة بذكر وجوب الصلاة. In Al-Quran, the mentioning of the obligation of paying az-zakah is with, or let me say, in Al-Quran, mentioning the obligation of az-zakah, in Al-Quran, the obligation of zakah is mentioned with the mentioning of the obligation of the prayer. They are mentioned together. كما في قول الله تعالى وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. As in the verse وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. عليكم السلام. Which means fulfill the obligation of praying and fulfill the obligation of paying az-zakah. وأما الحديث فحديث جبريل مشهور وفيه الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة إلى آخر الحديث. As for the hadith, it is famous what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the well-known hadith, hadith Jibreel, I mean, in which the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة etc. Which means Islam is to bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah to pray the obligatory prayers, to pay az-zakah, etc. وهذا الحديث رواه البخاري ومسلم. This hadith is narrated by both Al-Bukhari and Muslim. منع الزكاة من الكبائر. To refrain from paying az-zakah is an enormous sin. يعني after being an obligation upon one. Not to pay it while it is an obligation upon one is an enormous sin. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم آكل الربا وموكله ولاوي الصدقة ملعونون على لسان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said آكل الربا وموكله ولاوي الصدقة ملعونون على لسان محمد يوم القيامة. Which means the one who takes a riba, the usurious gains, a riba, or pays it, and the one who refuses to pay a zakah, who does not pay a zakah after it is an obligation upon him, are damned on the day of judgment by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are damned by the Prophet on the day of judgment. هذا الحديث صحيح رواه ابن حبان. This is a صحيح حديث narrated by Ibn Hibban. لا من منعها وهو يعتقد أنها واجبة ذنبه كبير لكن لا يكفر. The one who does not pay it while believing that it is an obligation to pay az-zakah, but he does not fulfill that obligation, is an enormous sinner, but he is not a blasphemer. He does not blaspheme by that. أما الذي يعتقد أن الزكاة غير واجبة بالمرة ما في شيء اسمه وجوب الزكاة في الشرع. الذي يقول لا تجب الزكاة بالمرة هذا يكفر. As for the one who denies the obligation of zakah, the one who says or believes that there is no such obligation in the religion, blasphemes by that. لأنه كذب القرآن والحديث والرسول وإجماع الأمة. Because he is belying Al-Quran, he is belying the Prophet, he is belying the consensus of the nation by that. ثم الزكاة لا تجب في كل شيء يملكه الشخص. It is not an obligation to pay a zakah. Or let me say it in another way. Zakah is not due in everything one owns. إنما تجب في بعض الأمور في بعض الأشياء. Rather, it is due in some things, some items. من بين الحيوانات لا تجب أو الحيوانات لا تجب الزكاة في عينها إلا في الإبل والبقر والغنم. Concerning animals, zakah is not due in them in their own right, except if these animals are camels, cattle, sheep, or goats. فلا تجب الزكاة في خيل ولا حمير يعني في عينها ولا بغال ولا دجاج ولا نحو ذلك إلا أن تكون أموال تجارة فتجب الزكاة عندئذ فيها لكونها تجارة لا في عينها. So الزكاة is not due in horses, mules, donkeys, chickens, rabbits and the like, except if one trades in those animals, then a zakah would be due in them because they are considered trade articles, not because they are of this kind of animals. وأما الثمار فلا تجب الزكاة إلا في شيئين منها ثمر النخل وثمر الكرم ثمر النخل والعنب. As for the fruits, الزكاة is not due in them except in two items, grapes and the palm tree fruits. وكل باقي الثمار لا زكاة فيها لا في المشمش ولا في التفاح ولا في الإجاص ولا في الخوخ ولا غير ذلك. So there are no zakah due in the apricots, apples, pears, etc. Only in the fruits of palm trees and vines. Okay? Has a view. وأما الزروع فلا تجب الزكاة إلا فيما يتخذه الناس قوتا حالة الاختيار يعني إلا فيما اعتاد الناس جرت عادة الناس أن يأكلوه قوتا أن يقتاتوا به في حال الاختيار لا في حال المجاعة. As for the As for the As for the crops, az-zakah is due only in the staple crops. That is, in the crops that people usually eat them, eat them to sustain their bodies when they are not in the state of famine. As for what they eat when they are in the state of famine, and usually they do not eat to sustain their bodies, such crops are not considered items of zakah, because during the time of famine, one eats what does not eat, what one does not eat usually. أما ما لا يتخذه الناس ما لا يقتاته الناس إلا يعني ما لا يقتاته الناس يعني ما لا يأكلونه ليقوم به بدنهم إلا في حال المجاعة فهذا لا تجب فيه الزكاة لأن الإنسان قد يأكل في حال المجاعة قد يقتات في حال المجاعة بما لا يقتاته في العادة في غير هذه الحالة. فتجب الزكاة في القمح والشعير والحمص والذرة وما شابه ذلك. So الزكاة والفول وما شابه ذلك. So الزكاة is due in wheat, barley, chickpeas, beans, corn, and the like. ولا زكاة واجبة في السمسم أو الحنظل أو ما شابه. On the other hand, az-zakah is not due in sesame, it is not due in hanzal and the like. I will explain. Hanzal is something which is very bitter, so you don't want to eat it, except at the time of famine, and this is why it wouldn't be considered an item of zakat. Okay, here it's written that hanzal is colossins. I don't know, you are going to know what's that. So, it's something which is very bitter. وكذلك تجب الزكاة في النقد. النقد معناه الذهب والفضة. إذا قيل النقد في الشرع يراد به الذهب والفضة لا غيرهما. Likewise, as zakah is due in gold and silver. سواء المضروب منهما أم لا. المضروب يعني المسكوك عملة أم لا. Whether it is a currency or not. Whether the gold and silver is made into currency or not. أما باقي الأثمان, باقي ما يدفع للبائع مقابل ما تشتريه به في العادة, باقي الأثمان إن كانت عملة نحاس أو عملة حديد أو عملة ورق أو غير ذلك فلا زكاة فيها, لا زكاة في عينها إلا أن تكون شو مال تجارة, فتجب فيها عند ذلك زكاة التجارة لا في أعيانها. As for other types of currency, whether it is made out of copper, out of papers, or other types that is other than gold and silver currencies, الزكاه is not due in them. Although you use it to pay for what you want to buy usually, but still الزكاه is not due in them. الزكاه is due in gold and silver only. Now if this other currency, that is copper or paper or the like, is used for the trade, then az-zakah is due in them as trade articles, but not because being currency. معنى ذلك أن الشخص لو كان عنده عملة من غير الذهب والفضة لا يستعملها في التجارة ومضى عليها في ملكه سنة لا يجب فيها الزكاة. This means if someone owns money currency which is not golden or silver currencies and he is not using it in trading and he keeps this currency for a year, a complete year, then الزكاة is not due in that currency because it is not golden currency and it is not silver currency. هذا مذهب الإمام الشافعي والإمام مالك رضي الله عنهما. This is what الإمام الشافعي and Imam Malik said. Both of them, this is what they said. أما الإمام أبو حنيفة فقال الأثمان التي هي غير الذهب والفضة فيها الزكاة لأنها تروج رواج الذهب والفضة. As for الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه, he said that it is an obligation to pay الزكاة in other currencies, just as it is an obligation to pay a zakah in golden and silver currency. He said because the people use them to pay for what they buy, just as they use the silver and golden currencies. الذي يأخذ بمذهب الشافعي ومالك لا حرج عليه. The one who follows the school of Shafi'i, الإمام الشافعي and Malik, is safe. والذي يأخذ بمذهب أبي حنيفة في هذه المسألة فقد أخذ بالاحتياط. As for the one who follows Imam Abu Hanifa in this case, then he is more cautious, if you want. He would be more cautious about this matter. لكن هنا لو ألفت انتباهكم إلى أمر. Here let me draw your attention to a matter. كما تعرفون طريقة المعاملة في البنوك في هذه الأيام لا تصح في هذه البلاد, لا تصح على حسب مذهب الشافعي. As you know, how people usually deal with banks nowadays, that is, people put their money in the banks nowadays, how they do it usually is not permissible according to the school of Imam al-Shafi'i. So those الذين يضعون أموالهم في البنوك يضعونها على حسب مذهب الحنفية. So those who put their money in banks, they follow the Hanafi school in that. فمن فعل ذلك عليه أن ينتبه إلى إخراج زكاة هذا المال الذي يضعه في البنك. So the one who does that, he needs to be careful, he needs to pay attention to that he is following Abu Hanifa in this issue, or the school of Imam Abu Hanifa in this issue. So he or she needs to pay a zakah for the money that he or she puts in the bank, if all the conditions for paying a zakah are satisfied. يعني one cannot say in this case, I do not want to pay a zakah according, because this is not golden or silver money, so I will follow the school of Imam al-Shafi'i or Malik in this, because actually he or she is not following Imam al-Shafi'i in this case. One is following the Hanafi school in this case. So he or she needs to pay a zakah for in the money that he or she puts in the bank. So be careful about that. So even if this is not a trade money, one needs to pay a zakah for it if 1 year lapses on that money in the bank. وتجب الزكاة في المعدن والركاز من الذهب والفضة. المعدن يعني الذهب المستخرج من الأرض بعد التصفية والتنقية تجب الزكاة فيه. Likewise, it is an obligation to pay a zakah in the gold or silver that one extracts from the ground, that is, takes it from mines. Of course, after separating or the gold or silver from other impurities. وكذلك تجب الزكاة في الركاز والركاز هو ما يجده الإنسان في أرض مشاع من دفين الجاهلية. أي من دفين غير المسلمين ممن كان قبل بعثة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also, as zakah is due in treasure troves, this means if one finds a treasure of gold or silver which is buried or which was buried before the revelation to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, by non-Muslims, if one finds such items, then one needs to pay a zakah for that, or a zakah is due in them. أما ما يجده الشخص من غير الذهب والفضة من الدفائن من دفائن الجاهلية فلا زكاة فيه. Now if the treasure is not of gold or silver, then az-zakah is not due, the found treasure. If it is not of gold or silver, then the zakah is not due in it. وَأَمَّا مَا يَجِدُهُ فِي أَرْضِهِ الْمَمْلُوكَةِ لَهُ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَمْلُوكَةِ لِغَيْرِهِ فَلَهُ حُكْمٌ آخَرٌ. Now as for what one finds in his own land or a land owned by another person, then it has a specific judgment. So when we said if one finds gold or silver buried before the revelation to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, etc., it is meant by that if one finds that in a land which is not owned by someone. If the land is owned, then it has another judgment. Another judgment applies to that. مثلا إذا وجدت في أرض لي دفينا من أيام الجاهلية لا أكله. For example, if I find in a piece of land that I own a treasure which is buried before it was revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, I do not take it. And of course, in conceiving, I do not pay zakah for that. It has another judgment because there is a possibility that it was buried. If I did not bury it, which is the case, then there is a possibility that it was buried by the previous owner of the land, so it is his. If it was not buried by the previous owner, there is a possibility that it was buried by the owner that owned the land before him. So I need to check all of that until reaching the first person who owned this land. This land was not owned by anyone. And then at one stage, a person owned it. A Muslim came and he, for example, he built a house on it, or he put a fence around it and he made it, he planted it, or by one way or another, he owned it. In this case, this man who was first to own this piece of land owns what it contains. So by consequence, this treasure would be his. So this is why
If someone finds in an owned piece of land a treasure trove religiously, he is not allowed to take it. Religiously, one is not allowed to take it. He needs to check to whom it belongs. وكذلك لو وجد دفينا إسلاميا فليس له أن يأخذه. Likewise, if one finds a treasure which is buried, which was buried after it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, then specific judgment applies to that case also. مثلا إذا وجدت يعني أو خليني أقول يعني هناك احتمال أن يكون هذا الشيء مدفونا من قبل مسلم, حيث يقوم هذا الاحتمال يكون حكم هذه اللقطة حكم إيش؟ يكون حكم هذا الدفين حكم إيش؟ حكم اللقطة. Because there is a possibility that a Muslim long time ago buried this thing. So wherever this possibility stands, this found treasure would have the same judgment of al-luqata, the lost and found item. We will talk about it later, about the judgment of this item, inshallah. So in brief, what we are talking about here is the gold or silver buried before it was revealed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in a land which is not owned by anyone. If one finds such items, then religiously he is obligated to pay a zakah for the amount that he finds. وتجب الزكاة أيضا في أموال التجارة ولو كان من حيث عينها لا يجب فيها الزكاة. الزكاه is due also in the trade articles, even those articles which الزكاه is not due in them if they were not trade articles. مثل الثياب والسكر والملح والخيل وما شابه ذلك لمن يتجر بها والبيوت وما والأراضي لمن يتجر بها. Like lands, houses, sugar, salt, horses, cars. If one trades in such articles, then the zakah is due on him for what? For trading in them. The trade zakah is due in those articles. أما البيت الذي يملكه الشخص لا ليتاجر فيه فلا زكاة فيه. As for the house that one owns, not to trade in it, الزكاه is not due in it. حتى لو ملك ألف بيت ليؤجرها ويستغلها بذلك فلا زكاة عليه فيها. Even if one owns 1,000 houses and one has the intention to rent those houses and benefit from that, zakah is not due in those houses, even if they were 1,000 houses, because those houses are not trade articles. One owns them to rent them, or just, heck, to go from one to another. Zakah is not due on such person. وكذلك لو كان عنده سيارات كثيرة يستغلها بالإيجار ليس عنده نية التجارة بها فلا زكاة عليه فيها. Likewise, if one owns many cars, he does not have the intention to trade in those cars. Rather, he owns them to rent them. الزكاه is not due in those cars. والدكان البناء الذي يملكه الشخص ليبيع فيه بضاعته ليس فيه زكاة إن لم يكن تملكه ليبيعه ليتاجر فيه. Likewise, the shop zakah is not due in it, except if one buys it to sell it later. But if one buys a shop to sell items in it, to use it to sell items and not to sell the shop later, not to trade in it, then zakah is not due in the shop. It is due in the item sold in that shop, but not in the shop itself. كذلك المصنع الذي يصنع فيه البضاعة لا زكاة فيه. Likewise, الزكاه is not due in the factory. It is due in the items produced by this factory, but not in the factory itself, except if one buys it to trade in it, of course. Some ignorant people, they claim that zakah is due in pieces of land that one owns, not to trade in them, or if he owns more than one house, or if he owns outlets or the like. Their claim is not supported by any religious proof. Usually what happens that those people are ignorant people, and someone comes and asks them, I own this and this and this, is the zakah due on me in these items? And such people immediately think about the amount of money that this person would pay if they say yes, and they hope that he will pay them to distribute this money, and then they would use this money for whatever they want to use it for, to take from it or for themselves or etc. So they rush and they tell the person, yes, zakah is due on you in this item and that item, while really zakah is not due in such items. Those people are enormous sinners, walayyazu billah. And if they know the religious judgment and then they go against it, they blaspheme by that. أما حلي الذهب والفضة الحلي ففيه تفصيل. As for the jewelries made out of gold or silver, the jewelries made of gold or silver, what's the judgment about them? Is the zakat due in them or not? The jewelry can be permissible, it can be haram, and it can be permissible but disliked. If the jewelry is haram jewelry, like for a man to wear golden rings or golden jewelry, golden or silver jewelry, both for man are haram except the ring of silver. So for a man it is not permissible to wear golden and silver jewelry except the silver ring. If a man takes jewelry out of gold or silver, then this is haram jewelry. In this case, az-zakah is due in it. الحلي أما بالنسبة للحلي حلي الذهب والفضة ففيه تفصيل. الحلي إما أن يكون مباحا يعني يستوي المباح وما يستوي فيه الفعل والترك، هذا المباح لا في فعله ثواب ولا عقاب ولا في تركه ثواب ولا عقاب. إذن الحلي إما أن يكون مباحا أو مكروها أو حراما. الحلي المحرم كحلي الذهب والفضة للرجل إلا خاتم الفضة، فهذا الحلي الزكاة واجبة فيه. So golden and silver jewelry, if they are haram jewelries, what I mean by that, if it is haram for one to wear them, if like for a man, not haram, يعني stolen, they are not owned by the person in this case who stole them. What I mean by that, if it is haram for one to wear them, like for a man to wear golden or silver jewelry except for the silver ring, then the zakah is due in that jewelry. إن كان الحلي مكروها الزكاة أيضا واجبة فيه. If this jewelry is disliked for one to wear, again الزكاه is due in it. أما إن كان الحلي مباحا ففيه خلاف. As in the third case, if wearing such jewelry is permissible without being sunnah and without being disliked, so there is no reward or punishment in wearing it or leaving out wearing it, in this case there are two sayings among the scholars about it. حتى الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه اختلف قوله فيه. Even الشافعي رضي الله عنه had two sayings about it. مرة قال ليس فيه زكاة ومرة قال فيه زكاة. One time he said no, زكاة is not due in it. At another time he said that الزكاة is due in it. من أخذ بهذا القول فلا حرج عليه ومن أخذ بهذا القول فلا حرج عليه. The one who follows any of those two sayings is safe. In the hereafter, he is not blamed. حتى إن بعض الصحابة كان لا يزكي الحلي المباح. Even among the companions, some of them did not pay zakah in this kind of jewelry, the permissible jewelry. لكن الأحوط تزكيته. Now, what is more cautious is to pay a zakah for that. لأن بعض الأئمة قال الزكاة واجبة فيه كأبي حنيفة. Because some imams like الإمام أبو حنيفة said that الزكاة is due in it. So it is more cautious to pay الزكاة in such kind of jewelry. وأما زكاة الفطر فهي الزكاة التي تدفع عمن تخرج عمن أدرك آخر رمضان وأول شوال، فهذه زكاة بدن ليست زكاة مال، ليست زكاة تدفع عن مال يملكه الشخص، إنما عن بدنه. As for the last kind of zakah, which is the zakah of fitr, this is not paid for a certain amount that one owns. Rather, this zakah is paid because one is alive at the end of the month of Ramadan and the beginning of Shawwal. So this is not due in a certain amount of money. No, this is paid because of one is alive during this period. We will talk about it in details, inshallah. فهذه هي أنواع الزكاة. Those are the different types of زكاة. When did Hajj Marwan say the next class would be 12? Then let's stop here for now. Wallahu a'lam. Allah knows best. If you have any questions, go ahead. Man kan indahu sa'al falyas'al. Okay. No. If someone has an expensive watch, which is not made out of gold or silver, as zakah is not due in it. No. For a woman, حلي المباح للمرأة عادة. عادة بيحكوا بالحلي، بنحكي فيها بعدين إن شاء الله. تفضل حاج. نحكي فيها فيما بعد إن شاء الله. تفضل حاج. In the Hanafi school, if someone wants to pay a zakah in the paper money, how does he pay? When is it due? If a certain amount of money stays in one's ownership for a complete lunar year, for a complete lunar year, and this amount has the value nowadays, it has the value of 200 dirhams of silver, then the zakah would be due in that amount, and it would be 2.5%. 200 dirhams nowadays, like 600 grams of silver, about a little bit less than that, which would cost, if you want to buy 600 grams of silver nowadays, I don't remember the price. Yeah, but it's easy for you to ask. It is not a big sum, huh? It is not a big sum. To buy 1 kilo of silver, that is 1,000 grams, it is not a big sum. نفس الشيء. خالد. No, you have. You have. Only the one which is permissible and it's not disliked, there is difference in opinions about it. المباح. We'll get to that. We'll get to that, inshallah. حاج بلال كان بدك تقول شيء. كل ما حط مبلغ بيشوف ما بقى عليه سنة ولا لا شو سحب وهكذا. هو حسب من شو سحب. The practical way for someone who has money in the bank is to, if he starts putting money, he puts and then he takes out. He puts and then he takes out during the year. So the practical way to do it, the easy way to do it is, let's say he starts at the first of Muharram, he puts his money in the bank at the first of Muharram. So when again the first of Muharram comes, when a lunar year lapses, then what he does, he pays a zakah for the amount that remains in the bank. If this amount reaches an nisab, with the intention of ihtiyat, of being of precaution, with the intention of paying ahead of time a zakah for the amount which did not, a year did not lapse on it. And he does the same thing after a year and so on. يعني الطريقة اللي التي إذا كان يضع المال في البنك ثم يسحب ثم يضع ثم يسحب وهكذا. الطريقة ليدفع الزكاة بسهولة يعني بالنسبة له أن يحسب مقدار المال الباقي في البنك بعد مرور سنة من أول وضعه المال. إذا وضع المال في أول محرم، عندما يأتي أول محرم الذي بعده، إن كان المال الذي في البنك يبلغ النصاب عندهم في مذهبهم يخرج عنه الزكاة بنية التعجيل، ثم بعد ذلك بعد مرور سنة يخرج بنية التعجيل، بنية التعجيل عن المقدار الذي لم يمر عليه السنة بعد وهكذا. It is permissible for one to pay a zakah if one owns money, if one owns gold or silver. It is permissible for one to pay a zakah ahead of time. Okay? For this year, for 1 year ahead of time. Not for 5 years. So not as much as one wants, but for 1 year, for example, it is permissible. So if one at the beginning of Muharram puts in the bank $1,000, then after 5 days he takes out $200, Then after 7 days, he puts $500. Then after 10 days, he takes out $600. Then after 5 days, he puts $300, and so on. One might feel that it is difficult for him to keep track of every amount that he put. So after 1 year, isn't it a condition to pay a zakah for one lunar year, complete lunar year, to lapse on the money? But he is sure that some of the money, one lunar year, did not lapse on it up till now. He is sure about that. So what he does, he checks the amount that he has in the bank, and he pays a zakah with the intent, if the amount exceeds the value of 200 dirhams of silver, then he pays a zakah with the intention that the amount on which a complete year did not lapse yet, he is paying a zakah ahead of time in it, which is permissible. So he does that. Then when the next year comes, he does the same thing, and he keeps doing that. He is safe in this case. If he does that, then he is safe. He is fulfilling his obligation. لو أي عقد لو كان دين لو كان ما تجارة لو كان قرض ما هو كمان الزكاة واجبة فيه. قرض. لكن إذا أنا جبت لك مصاري عطيتك إياهن قلت لك ترجع بتعطيني إياهم بعد مدة شو بيكون؟ قرض. تفضل حاج. بنيته يبيعن ولا لا؟ يعني ناوي يبيعن هو بس لوقت اللي بده يبيعهم بده يأجرهم. لا لحظة التجارة هلأ منيجي منحكي عنها. التجارة مش مجرد إذا عندي شيء وقلت بقلبي إذا إجاني السعر منيح أنا ببيعه، ما هيك. التجارة يعني أن يبيع حتى يشتري ليبيع بعد ذلك، ليشتري ليبيع بعد ذلك ويربح، وهكذا. هيدي مال التجارة. أما إذا أنا كنت ماشي بالطريق فرأيت سيارة، وجدت أن سعرها يريد صاحبها أن يبيعها وسعرها مناسب، قلت أشتري وأبيعها فأربح بس لهذه المرة، المال الذي أربحه منها أخذه من بيعها، لا أريد أن أشتري فأبيع وهكذا، هذا ليس تجارة. If one buys something to sell it later for a profit for one time, this is not considered trade. This is not trading. So for example, if I see a car and I notice that the owner wants to sell it for a good price, so immediately I think, okay, let me buy it. I'll buy it, then I'll sell it for a profit for one time. This is not considered trade religiously. Why? Because I do not have the intention to sell it, get the money, then buy something else, then sell it for a profit, then buy something else, then sell it. Profit is, trade is when you buy something to sell it, and then with the money to buy something else, and then sell it, and so on, keep doing that for a profit. Then this is considered trade items. But if I see a house, If I check 100 houses and I think that I can buy them with a good price and then sell them later for one time without having the intention to buy again with the money that I acquired to sell and etc., this is not considered trading. So as zakah is not due in those items. Naam Hajj. قبل مرور السنة خلاص ما بقى في زكاة. Okay, any of you, it's okay, anyone. Okay. Okay. We will talk about, he pays them for some poor people. We will talk about it, inshallah, later. No, except if you keep it, if you keep the money that you get as a rent for one lunar year, then according to Abu Hanifa, you pay a zakah on that. Why? No, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. Yeah, well, the stock market, this needs to be addressed separately. Because there are rules pertaining to how to do that. It's not permissible in any case. So inshallah, we'll talk about it later. Go ahead. It's okay, go ahead. Okay. What's their intention? They buy those items with the intention. Just for one time. This is not trading. Wafikum. Etfaddal, Dr. Wissam. How do you invest them? So either you buy something in a permissible way, in a valid way, or you lend the money to a bank or the like. So how do you invest it? If you buy something in a valid way, then it depends on your intention, what do you buy, etc. If you lend the money, then like it's the same case when you put it in the bank. I know, but now you are taking us to another area. Inshallah, we will talk about it, the area of selling, buying, etc. I don't know. I hope we will get to that point in this camp. We might not. Maybe in the next chance we sit together, we will discuss those matters. Tafadhal. لمين الحلي لإلها هي بتدفع من ماله لأنه ملكه. If the one who owns the gold, this person, he pays a zakah for it. Zakah is due on this person. اتفضلي أم وليد. هلا بنحكي بلا لا بد لابد فيه من النصاب ان شاء الله. تفضل احمد. Yes, a year. If one stops trading, for example, I'm trading and then after 8 months, I feel I do not want to keep continuing in this business, so I stop trading. I change my intention about this money. Then zakah is not due in those items because they are not trade items anymore. And sell them. Yeah. Like if he buys flour, makes it into bread, and then sell it. Yeah, this is considered trading. If someone buys... if someone buys material and then he makes that material into clothes, with, he buys the material with the intention of making it into clothes and then selling them to buy other material, making it into clothes and selling them, etc. Then this is considered trade article. Like if someone buys flour, he makes bread out of it and then he sells it and it keeps going like that. This is trade article. تدفع من نفس الحلي ساعتها بدها تدفع ذهب بيجي معنا إن شاء الله. عمرها اشترى الغراض ليعمرها ويبيعها ويرجع يشتري ويعمر ويبيع ولا بس مرة واحدة لمرة ما عنده نية انه يرجع منه تجارة هذا لو خمس بنيات هو دفع عن هذا احتياطا ثم بعد لها شروط بعد ذلك نتكلم عنها لكن يصح هكذا يصح. تفضل محمد. ان شاء الله بعد تاني حصة او تالت حصة اذا حدا بيشرح لي شو هذا ومنحكي فيها إن شاء الله. تكرم عينك. No, when you have golden jewelry mixed with stones and other things, then you pay a zakah only for the gold that contains. So you need to know. Yeah, well, and you need, then you go for precaution. In, on a precaution way to pay a zakah on it. Tfaddal Abu Umar. إذا واحد قطع نية التجارة في قبل وبعدين بشو ما بدي تاجر بيقول بعد 10 أشهر أنا ما بقى بدي تاجر منشان ارجع كمل بعد شهرين. عرفت لح قلك شو مثلا لو فرضنا أنا اشتريت 5 سيارات مرق 10 أشهر وما نبيعوا معي حتى تكون هيني وأنا نيتي تاجر فيهم بعد ما مرقوا هال10 أشهر شو نويت؟ خلاص هول السيارات ما بقى بدي تاجر فيهم بدي بيعهم والمصاري بدي عمر فيهم بيت مثلا حقيقة هيك بقلبه. عرفت بس حقيقة هيك بقلبه ولا هو حقيقة لحظة حقيقة ما بده يتاجر فيهم؟ يعني بعد شهرين قد يرجع يفتح تجارة بمال تاني غير هالمال ولا بنفسه للسيارات بده يكمل يبيعون؟ فإذا ما قطع النية لا حقيقة بده يقطع نية التجارة في هذا المال خلص هالمال ما بدي تجر فيه هذا معناها وفيك لا 2.5% بالألف 25 يعني قد بيطلع عنده الكيلو لا 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 رخيصة الفضة أقل بكتير 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 أقل بكتير 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 أقل 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 لا 600 بالقابة ما بيطلعوا أقل بيطلعوا تفضلي جواهد نيو كيشا Then again, the lunar the year starts when they start again. Someone was trading, then at one point of time, one thinks, "Khalas, I do not want to trade anymore with this money." So he stops. But later, he changes his mind. He changes his mind again, and he starts again trading. Then the lunar year starts then, when he starts again trading. For men, yeah, yeah, it is. The golden and so and silver currency. Yeah, this is what I mean. To wear them, it is permissible. But wearing the jewelry for a man, it is haram. If it is golden or silver jewelry. I don't understand. So you mean it's not gold or silver, but it is colored with it. It is painted with it. Is it thick or very thin? It's only the color. It's not painted with gold or silver. Then it is permissible. Yeah, يجوز. طيب بارك الله فيكم. Go ahead. What? Yeah, did you want to ask them? Okay. طيب بارك الله فيكم. نقف هنا اليوم. الآن. خلونا نهلل let's say لا إله إلا الله all together لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم